If it's happening outdoors, it's happening right here on Fox 103. The Outdoor Show has it all. Tune in for tips, tricks, stories, and how-tos. The Outdoor Show with Adam Carpenter and your friends at today's new hit country, Fox 103.
All right, time to get our last outdoor report of the show in today. I was actually stuck on the phone there for a second. That's what you get with a live show. It ain't perfect. That was the guy, the Moonstruck guy, the guy that's pretty much the expert on moon phases. And we're going to be talking with him a little later on this week, hopefully. Get a little episode about the moon phases and how they affect deer activity in the rut. Very interesting stuff. But for right now, we're going to get back to the Eastern Upper Peninsula Management Unit Deer Hunters Forecast from the DNR. Do want to thank our sponsor first, Great Lakes and Land Real Estate, participating with Cabela's Trophy Properties. Tim and Linda are at the ready to help you with any opportunities you have or would like to look at, whether you're buying or selling recreational property. They got plenty of properties. We talked about a lot of them over the last couple of weeks here. Check them all out at greatlakesandland.com or give them a call, 524-6288. So we have the Eastern Upper Peninsula Management Unit. This was prepared by Terry Minzi, biologist for the DNR. And this is the deer hunting prospects and forecast for 2008. It reads, portions of the Eastern Upper Peninsula experienced fairly severe snow conditions during the winter of 07-08. Snow depths in the southern portion of the unit were sufficient to result in a reduction of yearling age class for the 2008 deer season. Additionally, the number of fawns observed in 08 will be reduced from 07 levels as a result of the harsh winter conditions. It is anticipated that the Eastern Upper Peninsula will experience a fall deer population below that of 07. Distribution of deer will not be uniform, with agricultural areas having higher deer densities and public land and heavily forested areas containing fewer deer than the average for these areas. Likewise, the southern portion of the eastern UP will have higher deer numbers, with deer densities decreasing farther north. Based upon the 2007 deer camp survey, it appears that there was a strong cohort of yearling bucks that survived last year's firearm deer season and likely graduated into the 2.5-year age class. As such, although available yearling bucks will be reduced from the 2007 levels, due to poor survival during the harsh winter, the 2.5-year-old bucks should be present in relatively good numbers. The availability of antlerless licenses has been decreased in most areas of the eastern UP and has been eliminated in DMU 021. However, some agricultural areas continue to experience crop damage issues, and hunters are encouraged to scout private agricultural lands and check with farmers who may desire fewer deer on their lands. Fruit and nut production has been fairly good across the eastern UP. Due to beech bark disease, many private landowners, including the commercial forest lands, have been actively removing beech from their forest. The reduction in hard mast from this activity may well impact deer movements and activity on a local basis. So there you go. This will also be posted on our website, although we'll probably won't get it up until tomorrow because James is gone for the day. The man actually has a life outside of this studio, and I don't blame him. He was here early today. So we'll get that up for you tomorrow. The other ones are already up on the website, WFXD.com, along with that grilled duck breast recipe that I talked about earlier in the show today.